So Kellogg is a stock of the day. This after the company announced it's going to split up into three separate companies. They're trying to unlock value. It popped big out of the gate. It was up almost 12% from Friday's close. So this means that anyone who bought this name ahead of the weekend scored big. If you were a holder, by the way, of some of these out of the money calls, we're talking at 72.5 and the 75 calls, it was a grand slam. Now here's the thing. There was huge buying on this stock on Friday. Look at this, folks. 4.4 million shares traded, normally trades 2.6 million shares. These were strategic buyers, by the way. These were people who knew something was going on or felt something was going on, and you got to ask yourself why, right? Look at this. That's the volume on Friday, late in the session. They loaded up on the stock. Listen, I don't know who knew. I don't know how they knew, but this kind of thing happens over and over again. I've been in this business for over three decades, and it absolutely stinks. That's why I never push back when someone tells me the market is rigged. However, big-time investors, they never get in trouble, right? I mean, I've seen people who work for printing companies, friends of the company's accountant. They get in trouble, an occasional fund manager. But for the most part, this happens all the time. Big money plays out all the single time. We see it happen with acquisitions. We see it happen with upgrades and downgrades. It's the kind of shenanigans that gets you frustrated. But my message to you is you still have to stay in the stock market. It is the greatest money-making machine ever, even if it's not a level playing field.